the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Indeed, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by. I don't get a little throat thing going on.
Get it out of there.
Really.
Get it out of there.
It's like, you know. Oh, no.
Is that what you're looking for? Something like that?
No, my God. It's one of these. I think it's an allergy thing actually happening. I think it's like totally.
Springtime.
I know.
In the city. Oh, wait. That's kind of my own version.
I know that is your own version, but honestly, we have great, great lineup for everybody today. And, you know, what I want to say is I'm so blessed that I get to talk with amazing people. I mean, I really am so thrilled that I get to talk with people that are changing the world. And so part of this conversation is, you know, how do we help others keep their voice strong? How do we help people on many, many, many different levels? How do we help them live their fullest life? You know, we've done a lot of different shows. We've done a lot of different shows about a lot of different things. And I'm always in awe by what people are doing. And today you're going to hear from folks. You're going to hear right out of the gate from the folks at the Miracle Noodle and what they are doing and what they've done. And when I think about what their platform is about, the products they've created, I've been thinking to myself about this a lot, especially since my last interview. And, you know, what I know about my own personal journey is that here we are, here we sit, and just when we think we don't have solutions, especially around diet, especially around our health, somebody shows up with a product or with a solution that is beyond anything that we can even imagine. And so what I want to say to you is when I came across Miracle Noodle, it was as if it was too good to be true. And let me tell you what I mean by that. For me, I have had my own personal journey, and you all have known this. You've kind of watched me go along the path of my health and well-being. And so what I want to say to you is that there are more solutions to what we have to do and how we go about it than you could imagine. When I came across the Miracle Noodle, Bobby Baxter, sent me some. And I thought to myself, wow, I can't eat these. And then I called her and I said, are you like teasing me? Are you teasing me because, you know, now, like, you know, I'm not eating, I can't eat the noodles. And then she said, go to this website. Go to the website and find out about them. And so I did. And what I discovered was a solution that I didn't even know exists. Jill Goldstein is joining us here today because she is one of the folks that has done such an amazing job to create a Miracle Noodle. And we're going to be talking with her about her life. We're going to be talking about a product. And we're going to be talking about the miracle behind this noodle. Jill, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, this is really a true story. I think I shared this with Jonathan. And what I shared was, you know, I grew up Italian. And the hardest thing for me to give up had to do with pasta and noodles. And once I said yes to the journey, my health journey, it was really kind of interesting. And now, through certainly the gift of Bobby Baxter, I've discovered the Miracle Noodle. So thank you for joining us here today. And let's talk about this, and let's talk about why it's so healthy. Are you, like, totally jazzed about what you've created?
Well, I use it myself, and I actually competed in a fitness competition. I turned 40, and I said, you know what, I have to do something. And my brother had started this company, and I had been eating the noodles. And I said, you know what, I'm 40, I need to shake up my life. I have two kids. So I decided to incorporate these noodles into a diet, and I ended up competing in a figure competition, my first one. And I definitely saw the health benefits myself, so I'm happy to share it with other people.
So what would you say is the greatest discovery you've made with Miracle Noodle?
Well, it really is a guilt-free way of eating noodles that everybody loves so much, but, you know, they can't eat the regular noodles that are out there for so many reasons.
So let's give everybody, a brief overview. For folks that haven't heard the last show, let's just tell them what the Miracle Noodle is.
Well, the noodles are made from the root of a Japanese plant. And what they do is they take this root, which is all soluble fiber, and they boil it at a high temperature. It forms into a gel, and then they cut it into a variety of different shaped noodles. So essentially what you're eating is soluble fiber and water, and that's pretty much it.
And so when we look at this for each and every one of us, especially those people that are really gluten sensitive, what kind of relief are you hearing people are getting?
Well, we have so many different people that are benefiting from the noodle, but the noodles are wheat, soy, and gluten-free. So, I mean, we have many celiacs who obviously could not eat pasta before that are absolutely loving this noodle and, again, incorporating it into their own diet.
So, I mean, the relief has got to be unbelievable for them. What's the story that's totally jazzed you the most?
I mean, I talk to so many people every day. But, there's just such a range of different people. I mean, I spoke to a woman the other day whose daughter is at college, and she delivers the noodles to her because she really needed to lose weight. And she sent me an email yesterday that she's now up to 25 pounds that she's lost.
Oh, wow.
And her son, who is also overweight, he couldn't believe that the change that he saw in his sister. So now he's starting again. We have a monthly program that people can purchase noodles and get a certain amount every month so they can easily incorporate it into whatever diet that they're working with. So they're really happy about it. I mean, it's just there's so many people that I talk to.
You know, one of the things I loved was, you know, talking with Jonathan about the journey, about the discovery. And, you know, for you, you're there every day. You're talking to people every day. Your own personal story is inspiring. And how do you feel people are receiving the information about the Miracle Noodle? I know for me, it went from something that was totally unheard of. And now, you know, we're talking to people about it 24/7 here.
Well, it's the same thing with the people that I speak with. They are in disbelief. They say, I can't believe it. I'm going to have to try it. And then they call me back and they say, I can't believe it. It really is. I can really eat this. I have a gentleman that I talked to the other day who owned an Italian restaurant in Ohio, which was one of the top Italian restaurants. And he's a diabetic now. And he saw the website and he said, I have to try these noodles. And he sent me back an email that, you know, they're using all the recipes. He doesn't own the restaurant anymore, but they're using them at home. And he said, I can't believe it. Being Italian, I never thought I would find anything. And my
diet is so limited. I'm totally there. That's kind of what I was alluding to. I mean, when you grow up on pasta, and I mean pasta like 24/7, you know, it's in the soup, it's in the breakfast, it's in the eggs, it's for dinner. It's almost worse than the divorce when you have to give it up, Jill. I mean, think about it. It's like, oh, you've got to be kidding. I'd rather give up my partner than give up my macaroni. And there really hasn't been a solution until this. There just hasn't. I mean, it's really clear.
Well, these noodles have been part of the Asian culture for a long time. It just hasn't, it's just now coming to the United States that we're becoming aware that this exists. So so it is proven. I mean, they eat it in Japan, they eat it in China, and they have, you know, people are health conscious there as well, conscious of their weight. And, I mean, the diet is different there, of course, but it is a proof. They've been eating it for centuries.
Mm-hmm. So could you share a few recipes with us?
Well,
give us a couple of examples.
Well, for me personally, the other night I made a sesame noodle dish that was just, it was just out of this world. I must say, you know, I take recipes from a lot of I just incorporate the noodles into different recipes from other cookbooks that obviously use regular noodles. And I actually used a Rachel Ray recipe the other day, but the noodles were spectacular. I mean, I was so happy with myself, really.
Well, and this has really been my experience with it. I was telling Bobby that for me, it's been a matter of I love good soup this time of year. I really do. I love good chicken soup, and I love fresh vegetables in it, but I always have missed sort of the noodle component. You know what I mean? And it's almost like something. Now, get what I found out, Jill. I can actually make minestrone soup. I can make pasta fagioli.
Excellent. I'll take that recipe.
I'm telling you, this is, it's kind of crazy because when I first started out with this, it was like, oh, maybe I could just do the soup. And now what I'm finding is that the miracle noodles can be used for anything. I mean, what is it that makes them so yummy?
They just absorb whatever sauce that you use with them. And I personally, the noodles are already cooked when you receive them in the bag. So after you rinse them and then pat them dry, you just can add them to whatever sauce that you want. You could eat it cold or you could eat it hot. I personally like to heat mine for a couple minutes. And, you know, there's just so many different ways to prepare them. And actually this month, Men's Health Magazine has done an article.
Mm.
And they have, what they did was they gave three top celebrity chefs the noodles, the miracle noodles, and they prepared a soy pork shirataki stir fry, a noodle cake with shrimp and chorizo, a caprese pasta salad, and a shirataki noodles al pesto.
Wow.
And I can't wait to try them.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Now we have a special guest joining us here in a few minutes.
Yes.
Want to tell everybody a little bit about our guest?
Well, we have a variety of different customers, you know, from all walks of life, and we have one woman who sent in a note that she absolutely loves the noodles, and she has lost, I believe, and she'll tell you the exact amount, how much she's lost so far, but she's lost a total of 45 pounds with the miracle noodle, but 145 pounds total, and she's an opera singer.
Oh, I can't wait for this conversation. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Do you think she'll do a little opera with us?
I hope so. Excited.
Okay, I'm totally jazzed. Let's take a short break when we come back. More from Jill and the Dr. Pat Show and our special guest. Maybe she'll come on in full-blown voice. We'll be right back. Dr. Pat, and I want to make sure that you don't miss the next event in the 2009 Extraordinary People Lecture Series. Join Gary Zukav, best-selling author, spiritual leader, and founder of The Seed of the Soul on March 27th at the Center for Spiritual Living in Seattle. Go to thedrpatshow.com under the featured events section for more information and to purchase your tickets. Don't miss this opportunity to be inspired. Go to thedrpatshow.com.
Would you like to smile more and feel more joy in your life? Fly High Joy's funny, delightful, inspiring items have proven to put big smiles on people's faces and make them feel good. That's why their joyful creations were given to all the top nominees at the 2009 Academy Awards. So, to get big smiles and feel good now, visit flyhighjoy.com or call 888-569-1332.
Clear, clean, and crisp. Check us out in digital quality sound on FM 98.9 HD3.
Everyone, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I told you we had something really special for you. Jill Goldstein, of course, joining me here today. But I want to introduce you to Arthur Lee Graham. I mentioned how much I absolutely love opera. I think it's one of those things you either really love or you don't. I think there's a scene in Pretty Woman where Richard Gere is describing people's, you know, love for it. And I'm kind of that way. And so I'm like this little kid right now, and I want to say in a candy store, but I'm going to say like in a bowl of noodles, kind of swishing around in excitement, wanting to introduce you to Arthur Lee. She is amazing. And electrifying is kind of the word that I want to use. You know, many of the things that I could say about her would not do her justice at all. And so she's joining us here today. You know, she's someone that participated, had the starring role, title role in many, many operas we know. We're going to talk about some of that. But more importantly, her story, beyond being someone that is so extremely talented, she is truly an inspiration for all of us. Wow, thank you so much for joining the show.
Thank you so much.
This is really amazing. Jill was starting to talk about your experience, but I want to start out by having you share a little bit about who you are and what your talent is, because you are amazing.
Oh, thank you. I am from Canada, and which is the country I love very much, although I'm loving my new adopted country. And I was always a big girl. Always the big girl with the big voice, the big girl with the big voice. And I went to the Academy of Vocal Arts in Philadelphia, which is a wonderful opera program. It's tuition-free, very selective. They take very few students every year because it's tuition-free, from all over the world, very competitive. And when I got there, I was very close to 400 pounds, tipping the scale.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was pretty unbelievable for me, too, believe me. It was pretty shocking. But the opera world has changed so much. And singers can no longer be, you know, waiting with the fat lady that sings. It's just impossible.
Wow, I didn't really know that.
No, absolutely. There was a big controversy a few years ago with Deborah Voigt. Some of your viewers might know
yeah.
about that,
mm-hmm.
With her little black dress. And, you know, all of us thought if something like this could happen to someone as famous as Deborah Voigt, the controversy was they had a dress in England, Covent Garden, I believe was the house or English National Opera, that they wanted her to wear as the costume, a little black dress.
Mm-hmm.
And they were not willing to make another dress for her size. They were not willing to add fabric to the current dress. It was the dress either fits or you're out. So she left.
Wow.
It was a huge media sensation. And it went into mainstream media. It was on CNN and People Magazine. And we all thought, you know, this is a woman who has had a career for a long time and who's extremely successful. If this could happen to her, then we are all reducing our chances of being hired. You know, opera is a visual art form. And like, you know, the Radio City Rockettes, if you want to be a Rockette, you need to look like the other Rockettes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a lot more physical. There's a lot more physical demands on a singer to make it believable.
I can only imagine what it's like, because I know from the other side of this, you know, when I'm in front of such amazing talent and such beauty, you know, there is really no room for it not to be perfection in a
Absolutely.
Lot of cases. So
Absolutely.
You really had a challenge.
I had a tremendous challenge, and I needed help. And I had, like most women and men, tried absolutely everything. Jenny Craig, every diet known to mankind, to no avail. And I had heard about another singer who was eating these noodles. And I thought, well, you know, most women were willing to try almost anything, you know, from grapefruits to nothing.
Right.
Which, of course, is not healthy. And I started to read about them online, these wonderful miracle noodles. And what I read astounded me, that they had no calories, of course, was the big draw for me. No fat, but so much fiber, which, of course, would fill you up and make you feel full for no calories. So I thought, how hard could it be? I would replace one of my meals, you know, to drastically reduce my calories as well as exercise. I would reduce my calories by eating these noodles. So I ordered them and got started.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, how did you find them?
Another singer told me about that.
Oh, there you go.
She had lost a tremendous amount of weight and was, you know, being hired more because of it. I mean, you know, as an opera singer, the stage is enormous.
Mm-hmm.
The stamina that we need for these enormous roles, you know, there are no microphones. It's just you, your body, and, you know, what God gave you in your throat to sing over an entire orchestra, an entire chorus of eager singers who want to sing as loudly as possible. And you're at the mercy of a director who may want you on your back or on your side or running and singing.
So this is such a great story, because I was just sharing, for me, what the miracle noodle means to me. I mean, when I gave up pasta and literally I did it kicking and screaming.
It
was tough. I mean, I'm Italian.
Oh, well, there you go.
There you go. I mean, it was, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It was really, you know, you might as well take away my TV before you take away my noodle. And so part of this is discovering something that actually works. I mean, there have been, and I want to ask you about this, there have been a lot of, quote, I don't know, pseudo noodles for me that didn't really taste very well.
Sure.
And didn't really work. And after about 2 weeks, you get rid of them. But how has this been working for you? What kind of things have you been able to cook with them?
Well, it's amazing, because when I ordered them, I had heard about other people using other noodles, you know, more like tofu-type noodles.
Right.
And they were just awful. They tasted awful. The texture was awful. So I was really reluctant to try them. When they came, you know, in their little package, you know, I snipped them open, and I was a little put off by the smell initially.
Mm-hmm.
But a friend told me, you know, you've got to rinse them really well. Just put them in a, you know, in a colander and rinse like crazy. And I did. And then I dried them quickly and threw them in a sauce. And immediately, in a very, you know, in a good low-calorie marinara sauce, and I've used them in so many different recipes. You know, it's funny because everyone, you know, was off of carbs, everyone was doing Atkins, every diet known to mankind, but there was no product that allowed us to have pasta. And what opera singer is willing to give up, what Italian woman or opera singer is willing to give up, you know, our fuel?
Well, and that's really another part of this. So let's just mention to everybody again how much weight you actually, and I'm assuming you're still eating them now. Because
I'm still eating them. You know, it's funny, to lose 145 pounds when you're close to 400 pounds, you're still a plus-size girl. You know, I was in a size 30, and now I'm a great size 16, which, you know, for my voice type, I don't have to be too much smaller, but I'd like to lose maybe 20 more pounds to give myself a little wiggle room.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, do you have a favorite dish?
I do. I really, really love, actually, just to make the miracle noodles, the angel hair pasta, with a really, really good marinara sauce and some turkey meatballs, and put a really good quality Parmesan cheese on it. And it makes me think that I would never know that I was not having
a pasta.
I know, Jill. Can you see, like, we're totally into this, Jill?
I make a great eggplant dish with the noodles. Mm-hmm. I put the eggplant in the microwave for 3 to 5 minutes, and then I scoop out the inside, saute it with a little garlic and olive oil, and then I add in crushed tomatoes, a little crushed red pepper, and then I add the noodles in, cook them for like 3 to 5 minutes, the Parmesan cheese on top, finished. So good.
Yum.
It is very yum. The other thing I did with the angel hair is, there is a family recipe we have for pasta with garlic and oil and some herbs, special herbs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the parsley and the basil. It's almost like a pesto sauce with Parmesan cheese.
Yeah.
It is to die for. It is, and honestly, you don't realize, this is what, Jill, I love about this, and you don't realize there's any difference. This is
Absolutely.
What is so cool.
That's
wow.
What's so cool, and also that I am full.
Yes! Oh,
that's the amazing thing.
I know.
I'm full.
The fiber will expand in your stomach, just so everybody knows, and mm-hmm. it does give you the feeling that you're full. And sometimes it doesn't hit you right away. sometimes it hits me an hour later, and when I want to go get something else to eat,
I
say, you know what, I'm full. I don't need anything else.
Right. You don't need to go in there and get that ice cream.
Exactly. Turn around and go the other way.
Well, now, Jill, if you could develop a no-calorie ice cream that tastes really good, I would be thrilled with that. I'd be your first customer.
I'll get right on that one.
Actually, I have something close for you.
Really?
I do. It's not a no-calorie, but I will tell you, it's the only ice cream my naturopath would even approve for me.
Really?
And we're actually talking with them to sponsor the show.
Oh, I have to listen to that one.
Do you like chocolate?
I do.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it's my weakness.
Okay, here, you ready?
Yes.
Here's the big secret. Bliss chocolate, decadent chocolate. It's made from coconut milk.
Really?
Yeah, and they don't use sugar in it. So the sugar they use in it is, you know, part of like a xylitol, which doesn't spike your diabetic blah, blah, blah stuff.
Wow.
I know.
Wonderful.
I know. And I'm so sad that my naturopath said I could have it. I really cannot even go near it. It's just crazy. It's just one of those things.
The amazing thing is, you know, when you're told that you need to reduce your calories, you know, losing weight is such a simple formula, but it's amazing how many of us struggle with it.
I know.
If you eat less and move more, mm-hmm. you will lose weight.